Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Each believer needs the Word of God on a daily basis, just like we need food and water. We need to develop an appetite for the Bible, but sin can quench that appetite real fast. Today, more on making the way clear for the Word of God to do its work. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on Changed by the Word. Now join us as we turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 and find out more about how the Word of God converts us.
And why is it that we don't have an appetite for the Word? Well, I think what we need to do is just look at the context of what Peter is talking about here. You'll notice it says in chapter 2, verse 1, put away all malice. Why, that'll stifle your appetite for the Word of God. If you have malice in your heart, if you're overcome by hatred and all deceit, what are you doing that's deceitful? You begin to live a deceitful life, and I'll tell you, it'll be hard for you to put up with church, much less reading the Word and being encouraged by it and being fed by it. What about hypocrisy and envy and all slander? You see, as sin develops in our life, it zaps our appetite for the Word. And the world does. My mother, I remember, used to say, no, you can't have sweets before dinner and so forth. Why? Because it takes away your appetite. So we've got all of these other things going on, including the technology around us that is constantly distracting us. And so there's no way for us to grow spiritually. And would be very interesting to see what Moody Church would look like if we took all the spiritual babies and put them in a nursery. Wonder how many we'd have. And so you see, appetite needs to be developed, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it together as a church. We are going to restart, jumpstart an appetite for the Word. Now, what does the Word do for us? Well, it is food. It is food. Spiritually speaking, it is food. If you need food to grow physically, you need food to grow spiritually. You'll notice it says, the pure spiritual milk of the Word that you thereby may grow. You need milk. But it's not just that you need milk. You also need bread. And that's what Jesus was using when he was combating Satan. You know, milk is just the basics of the Christian life. How to read the Bible, reading the stories about Jesus in the New Testament, all that is milk. But Jesus is withstanding Satan, and he quotes from Deuteronomy that says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And in the scripture, bread is spoken of, what bread is to the body, in the same way the scripture is to the soul. So if you want to graduate from being a baby in the Lord that needs milk, you begin to memorize scripture so that you can use it the way Jesus used it against Satan. Satan comes to him with one temptation, and Jesus says, it is written. And Jesus is able to quote it. I wonder, anyone who's been saved here for 2, 3, 5 years, how many verses of scripture could you quote in a moment, a fierce, unrelenting temptation? How many would you be able to quote? The more you're able to quote and to apply the Word, now you're getting to the level of bread. But the Bible also is meat. It's also meat. You'll notice that the author of Hebrews, and you can just write this down and read it later, I'm picking it up in chapter 5, verse 11. He says about this, in context, he's talking about Melchizedek and Jesus and the parallels. We have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. Yeah, you're saying, I just don't understand this. Let's go on to something else. Let's answer the cell phone. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. Solid food is translated in some translations as meat, which is what it is. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness because he's a child, but solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good and evil. You say, well, what's an example of solid food, of meat? Well, certainly the doctrine of Melchizedek. How long has it been since you have read the book of Hebrews to try to understand the relationship of Melchizedek to Jesus and how it affirms the priesthood of Jesus Christ? Do you know something about that? Well, that would be an example. Paul's writings, no doubt. The book of Romans and Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians. Now we're beginning to get into the meat. And he says, you should be able to teach others. Fathers, you should be able to teach your families. And if you say, I don't know even where to begin, I'll give you a suggestion. Take the book of Proverbs and read it with your children. And read a chapter a day of the book of Proverbs, for example, and learn along with them. But the point of spiritual growth is that eventually we become disciplers of other people rather than simply saying, okay, we have all this truth and we are not sharing it with anyone else. You begin to get to the meat of the word so that you can instruct others. And it doesn't mean in a formal classroom, though it includes that. It means just in relationship. Are you able to sit down with someone else and say, let's read the Bible together and let's figure out what it says together, and let me be able to guide you because I have come to the point, and of course I'm being very careful in what I say here. None of us comes to the point where we understand everything, but we're further along in growth. And then of course you say, oh, but you know, there's milk, there's bread, there's meat. That's pretty heavy, but I need some dessert. Don't you think that would be wonderful? Just like me yesterday, after I had a sandwich for lunch, I had a chocolate attack. I don't know whether or not you've ever had a chocolate attack, but you really need a chocolate at that moment. That was my dessert. You say, oh, I need dessert. Well, the Bible has that too. In Psalm 19, the Bible says that the precepts of the Lord are more important and more precious than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the dripping of a honeycomb. You need dessert? Go into the Psalms, and it's full of honeycombs. So the Word of God has within it a whole meal, and meditation is to the soul what digestion is to the body. And it's the transforming power of the Word of God. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Growing, vibrant Christians. You say, oh, I've been defeated by sin all this time. Well, yeah. Have you been reading the Word and listening to the Word? That's where the power is. What I want to do is to nail this down. I was going to mention being confronted by the Word, but we'll leave that some other time. First of all, God wills. God wills that we grow into a predetermined image. That we grow into a predetermined image, namely the image of Jesus. I emphasize that we have the DNA of Jesus. One of the most remarkable things to me about the miracle of birth, and I don't know how in the world somebody can see a newborn baby and not believe in God, but that's a separate issue. The fact is this, the miracle of birth, where you can look at a child who's a couple of weeks old and you can see in that child actually the features of his father or his mother, and you just say to yourself, this is incredibly amazing. The color of eyes is determined already when the child is conceived. Height, hair color, all kinds of features, all wrapped up in that embryo, in that birth process, all there already. God says, when I convert you, I give you the stamp of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, it says that we are to exercise our gifts within the church and communicate with one another within the church so that we might grow up into Him in all things, into the image of Christ. Scripture says in the eighth chapter of the book of Romans that God puts us through various experiences that we might be conformed to the image of his Son. When you were converted, God had his Son Jesus in mind and said that if this person grows and gets out of the spiritual nursery and begins to allow the Word of God to feed him or her, when that begins, then Jesus is going to break through. Some of the characteristics of Jesus. We're all different, just like members of the family are different. I mean, I can't believe we have three daughters who are so radically different, all with the same parents. And within us, very much difference. Racial differences, economic differences, abilities different. But all of them having within themselves implanted all that they need to have Christ-likeness, apart from the fact that they must be in the Word of God and learn to feed themselves. And one of the things I'm going to be doing in a future message is to speak specifically about meditation and how the feeding process works. Second, growth can only take place with the intake of the Word. Growth can only take place with the intake of the Word of God. Now, the idea of listening to 7 chapters a day or whatever it turns out to be so that you listen to the whole New Testament in 40 days for many people seems formidable. They just say, I don't know where I would have the time. I want to be very sensitive here, but I don't believe you. Is that clear? I'll tell you why I don't believe you. I was on the phone this week with a pastor friend of mine in California who had leukemia. And he went through a treatment that involved 5 hours a day for several weeks. Well, where in the world does a pastor, a busy pastor, get 5 hours a day? Please tell me. Ah, but his life was at stake. When your life is at stake, you find 5 hours a day. Thank you very, very much. And when your spiritual life and your eternity is at stake, and whether or not you really live a life to the glory of God, when that's at stake, somewhere, someplace, you find 28 minutes a day. Somewhere, someplace. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and of course, as you listen to these messages, I hope that you understand that my heart is being transferred to your heart as I share with you with deep conviction, I believe, the fact that it is indeed the Word of God that transforms us. All of us should have a Bible reading plan. You can go to moodymedia.org. That's moodymedia.org, where you can find information as to how to read the Scripture. Either read it through in a year, or what you can do is to read a chapter a day. And you'll discover that as a result of those 365 chapters, you'll get an overview of God's Word. My point is simply this, that no matter what your plan is, be in the Scriptures and be disciplined in the process, because it simply does not happen unless we plan.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Word of God Converts Us, the first message in a series on being changed by the Word. Next time, how the Christian life is a journey toward being conformed to the image of Christ. This 6-part series on Changed by the Word can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.